like to thank God for bringing this case this in. I'd like to thank all of you, and I'd like to say sorry for misbehaving in court. That was most of the things I had on that day. That was my first day of hearing them. Because of my mental health, I was advised not to read anything about it, not to listen to anything. So many a times I was curious and wanted to know, but then I knew it would kill me, so I avoided going on social media. And as my brother said, it's taboo to mention his name around me. The doctors abroad have been very good and have been there for me, taking good care of me. I was in and out of hospital, and yeah, I'd like to thank everybody, all Ghanaians, members of the foundation, who worked tirelessly to keep my son's name alive and preach or spread the message that there is more justice, isn't the way forward. I hope this never happens to anyone. I have suffered a lot. Sometimes I'm even surprised I'm still here. But by the grace of God, I am. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody. I don't know if I would ever recover from this. I've lost a son. I brought him up the right way. I remember the first time he went into a nightclub was when he was an army officer and in charge of patrolling Accra or something. He called me and he said, "Mommy, I went into a nightclub today." And as me being, I was about to scream at him. And he said, "No, it's about work." And when I was looking around the nightclub, the owner or somebody said, "Officer, why are you looking around like that?" And I said, I told him, "Mommy, this is my first time of coming into a nightclub." And I said, "Yes, because I always ask them to do the right thing." He had a gun on him, but he didn't shoot anybody. And I guess, if you don't know, he was the best shot in his intake. He won the award for the best shots. And in my family, I learned to shoot as a child. My dad was a crack shot. His hobby was hunting. And because I don't know whether it's the foreign blood in him, we used to spend Christmas in the bush, in camps. He would set up camps and we cook. And he would make some paper with some round and we took turns shooting. And he would mark us for that. My son was a crack shot. He had a gun, yet he didn't kill anybody. And I'm thankful to God for that. I'm glad he didn't have anybody's hands, blood on his hands. And I guess at the time he was going to, he probably would have been thinking, "Mommy wouldn't like me to do this." And I'm glad he didn't. They outnumbered him. They would have killed him anyway. They would have. It's in court I got to know. Here are some of the things. Most of the things I heard were accidental. Sometimes I bump into somebody, and when they recognize me, they are like, sometimes they don't even know. They are like, "Major or Barbara," or then I do this. Then they start talking as if I know. And through talking to people, talking, I picked up pieces. Each time I got to know, oh, this really happened to my son. That happened to my son. To the murderers and all the people of that Dentra Obuasi, they approached me to name a street after him. I said no. I wouldn't want a street to be named after him there. I will never forgive them. I will never. I told I mess on the foundation. I told Ona, thank you. Yeah, I could go on. I'm crazy. I could go on and on.